It was a cold and crystal clear night. The frost lay on the ground, and the sky was filled with millions of stars. There was an immense circle of light around the moon called a halo. Did you know that everyone sees their own personal halo, even standing next to one another? A lunar halo is made up of millions of ice crystals, and the halos we see are caused by both refraction, or a splitting of light, and reflection, glints of light from these ice crystals. The crystals have to be oriented and positioned just so with respect to your eye in order for the halo to appear. I'd come to a different church that night alone, meeting friends for a worship service that was new to me, in a church I'd driven by many times before on the way to work, but had never visited. And maybe that's why this night began and ended so remarkably. Moved by music, sung together, surrounded by a company of friends and strangers, I'd felt this deep connection to community and to the sacred. We prayed together, sat in silence and meditated together, worshiped Jesus together, and it was like a space had opened up within and God's reflected grace seeped right in. It felt like God was fully present in that night of vulnerable newness, and God was seeing all of my human flaws and shortcomings, my inability to let go of the past, my gift for worrying about the future, and everything in between, impatience, fear, anger, regret. And that night, I knew all of me was and had always been crystal clear to God all along, and still I was loved. In Revelations of Divine Love, the 14th century English mystic Julian of Norwich wrote, "If there is anywhere on earth a lover of God who is always kept safe, I know nothing of it, for it was not shown to me. But this was shown, that in falling and rising again, we are always kept in that same precious love." Now, some of you know that I always carry tissues with me. There's a box sitting by my pew. I carry them in my purse, they're on my desk, in my car, on my sofa table. And if you ever need a tissue, I'm your girl. As had happened many times before and many times since, I was shown just how precious our human ordinariness is in God's sight. Divine love is made real in worship and community, and I was glad that night that I had tissues. As our time together ended, I bid old friends and some new ones good night and made my way out to my car in the parking lot. Seeing my breath in the cold night air, I was struck by how quiet the night was, how still, how beautiful. So there I stood next to my car, gazing up who knows how long, wondering in the beauty of creation, in the stars and that lunar halo. I was lost in thought standing there for a few minutes, but it was getting colder, so I got in the car, started it up, turned on the heat and the radio. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Did you know that the title of this Beatles song, Let It Be, was taken directly from Mary's last words in today's reading from Luke's Gospel? When the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, what's known as the Annunciation, fancy church speak that describes a young angel Gabriel bringing a message from God to a young Mary that she would soon be the God-bearer, the mother of Jesus. And in paintings, we see the angel Gabriel with a halo, kneeling before her with countless stars shining brightly above. After a confused and human response, she says, "Let it be with me according to your will." Now, as a creative kid, I would look at paintings of Mary, and I came to believe that she was the ideal woman, and I wanted to be just like her. Well, maybe not just like her. It was all cool except for that whole God-bearer thing. I didn't want to do that. My childhood perceptions of the ideal of Mary made growing up not perfect that much harder to deal with. And so, as most people do, I grew up and experienced times of doubt, years of doubt, actually. And soon I fell short in living up to people's expectations and my own of being perfect. People died and life got harder. Choices were made and regrets followed. What started out as helpful coping behaviors as an adolescent started to sputter and stall in their effectiveness in adulthood. And fears and worries and living an ordinary, messy life happened. Unhealthy patterns in relationships were created and repeated and would journey with me into adulthood. So sitting in my car under that lunar halo, following a moving and community-building sense of grace in worship, I let the peacemaking words and the music of Let It Be flow. And it was as if God were singing to me. Words of healing wisdom were whispered into the part of me that had held on to the hurts and regrets of the past, that desperately needed an answer to the fearful what-ifs of the future. Let it be. All shall be well. God is fully present in the birth of a little baby boy, born of an ordinary woman named Mary, in a simple stable in Bethlehem. Let it be. All shall be well. Paul McCartney had the idea of Let It Be after having a dream about his mother during the tense period surrounding recording sessions for the Beatles' White Album. McCartney explained that his mother, who died of cancer when Paul was 14, was the inspiration for the Mother Mary lyric. He later said, "It was great to visit with her again. I felt very blessed to have that dream. So that got me writing Let It Be." He also said in a later interview about the dream that his mother had told him, "It will be all right. Just let it be." That night, sitting in my car, I finally realized that Jesus' mother Mary had been born ordinary, just like you and me. She was afraid and confused by the hows of what was to come, and God's grace transformed her ordinariness into something extraordinary that changed the world. Now, I know this is a busy time, and I cannot believe it's only 4 days until Christmas, of which I'm not ready. I don't know if I'm the only one, but I'm not ready for Christmas. My hope is that if we can remember to be mindful and to take a moment to look up to see the night sky and wonder in God's creation, if we take a moment to give thanks for the blessing of family and friends and community, our ordinariness just might be turned into the extraordinary by the love and grace of God. May we come to welcome all that life brings and believe in a God whose name we magnify. And may all God's children matter as we sing of hope, open to God's wonder. And in the words of Julian of Norwich, "And all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be exceeding well." And may all God's people say, Amen.